Miriam Kalish is a 71-year-old female who reports that she sustained a trip and fall accident on a sidewalk, period. The accident happened on transcriptions right the date of incident when she went across the street from her house to the grocery store. She had picked up a couple of items and was on her way back, appeared. She saw a Con Ed bump on the sidewalk that extended from the building cellar to the curb, appeared. She tripped on that. She reports that her left knee was injured. She fell onto her arms and the knee appeared. There was an abrasion of the left knee appeared. Because of the pain, she was, within quotation marks, semi-conscious for about 10 to 15 minutes appeared. A bystander called an ambulance. She spent an hour talking to the people in the ambulance, inside the ambulance, which is the Hatzolah Jewish Ambulance Company, appeared. Subsequently, she had decided not to go to the hospital and she was not taken to the hospital, appeared. She was put on a stretcher and rolled across the street to her home opposite the grocery store, appeared. The next day, she saw her primary care doctor who had given her topical treatments for the abrasion of her knee, appeared. She reports that there was significant pain in her left knee and she subsequently saw Dr. Arsht, A-R-S-H-T, an orthopedist who had initiated physical therapy after giving her a cortisone shot, appeared. She had done therapy for many months, appeared. She does not report any injury to her left shoulder, but does recall that her right shoulder may have had an injection placed into it, appeared. The claimant subsequently underwent left knee arthroscopic surgery with Dr. Donald Kastenbaum. And postoperatively, she did physical therapy and she was discharged, appeared. The last time she did therapy was 4 years ago, appeared. She continues to get injections to her left knee. She had one 3 weeks ago, appeared. She denied, paragraph, current symptoms, she denies any left shoulder pain. She reports that her left knee is in constant pain, appeared. Impression, left knee, medial meniscus tear in the setting of pre-existing osteoarthritis, status post arthroscopic surgery, resolved. Left shoulder, no reported injury, currently no symptoms appeared. Paragraph discussion, the left knee, underline. The left knee allegedly sustained a medial meniscus tear from the alleged fall, appeared. The claimant underwent physical therapy preoperatively, appeared. She also had injections of cortisone to her knee, appeared. Throughout the review of records, it is mentioned there's primary osteoarthritis of the knee, appeared. Having failed, she subsequently underwent left knee arthroscopy, partial medial meniscectomy. Transcriptionist, please write down the procedures performed by Dr. Donald Kastenbaum on date of surgery, please. Postoperatively, she did physical therapy, period. Additionally, she has received more injections to her left knee to treat the pre-existing primary osteoarthritis of her knee, period. Paragraph. To a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the alleged injury of a medial meniscus tear, status post left knee arthroscopy for meniscectomy has resolved. She has pre-existing primary osteoarthritis of her knee appeared. This will likely progress over time period. However, it is not causally related to the alleged accident period. Paragraph, the left shoulder, underlined colon. The left shoulder, according to the review of records, was treated with injections and physical therapy period. The claimant reports there was no injury to it, but rather to the right shoulder period. The claimant has no symptoms related to either shoulder period. On examination, there are no objective findings period. The paragraph, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the left shoulder injury has resolved. There's no permanency to it period. There's no further treatment needed period. Thank you, and.